91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy. I'm Mark Venema with 91X News. Police are hoping more witnesses of a fatal crash on Highway 37 in December come forward. 31-year-old Jennifer Bug and 27-year-old Andrea Mannon were killed when their car was struck from behind by a transport truck and pushed into oncoming traffic on December the 20th. The accident happened at the intersection of Highway 37 and Weiser's Road. The driver of the transport truck has since been charged, but Central Hastings OPP Constable Terry Briard says any additional evidence could go a far way.
Even the smallest bit of evidence is important. So what one person may have saw is important to the whole case. They may not think it is.
Police say anyone that may have seen the accident to contact them. A judge in Oshawa has ruled statements made by police by a boy who later committed suicide can be admitted at a trial. Justice Mary Teresa Devlin ruled today that the written statements can be admitted at the trial of another boy accused of assaulting and robbing 11-year-old Mitchell Wilson. Police allege the suspect assaulted Mitchell and stole his iPhone in Pickering in November of 2010. Mitchell killed himself last September. Provincial police are on the lookout for motorists who are not paying proper attention to the road. The force says it's taking a no-excuses, no-exceptions approach this week during a campaign to crack down on distracted driving. Northumberland OPP officer Phil Clark says the consequences of distracted driving are simple.
Distracted driving kills. If your attention is not on the task of driving, you're more likely to cause a collision that could cause an injury or a fatality.
Officials say the problem goes beyond people using cell phones or texting behind the wheel. They say eating, playing with the radio, looking for a CD, even daydreaming are all very dangerous while driving. Almost 100 soldiers and their families are gathering at CFB Gagetown, New Brunswick for an emotional goodbye. The troops leave tonight for Afghanistan to relieve the first rotation of military personnel who have been training the country's security forces since last summer. Most of the trainers will be stationed in and around Kabul. Belleville's downtown task force is looking into bringing condominiums to the area. Renee Rogers has the story.
Critics of the idea point out that as long as people who are homeless or have drug or mental illness issues have a presence downtown, no one will be eager to call the area home. Mark Fleur is the city's director of recreation, culture, and community services. He says the plans of the task force to revitalize downtown will bring more people to the area, minimizing the problem.
We're going to see a greater increased activity, so the population and how it's represented in downtown will be more consistent with how it is in our society.
Fleur says you'll start to see some cosmetic changes happening downtown this spring. Renee Rogers, 91X News, Belleville.
And Beverly Hills police say a member of Whitney Houston's staff found her underwater in a hotel bathtub on Saturday afternoon. Lieutenant Mark Rosen says Houston appeared unconscious when she was pulled out of the tub. Two people who have spoken with Houston's family says her body will be taken home to New Jersey later today. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Taylor Rankema with sports.
Edmonton Oilers defenseman Andy Sutton plans to stay in the Alberta Capital for at least one more year. The hulking blue liner has agreed to terms on a contract extension through the end of next season. Sutton has 9 points and 56 penalty minutes in 33 games this season. He was scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent this summer. The NHL has named its three stars of the week. Phoenix goalie Mike Smith takes the first star after four victories last week. Pittsburgh center Evgeny Malkin is the second star, and St. Louis left winger David Perrin is third. The Toronto Argonauts have signed veteran offensive lineman Marc Parenteau to a contract. The 31-year-old from Sherbrooke, Quebec, spent the last five seasons with the Saskatchewan Roughriders. The 6'5", 304-pound Parenteau has played 98 games, including three Grey Cup matches, winning the 2007 championship with the Roughriders. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers re-signed backup quarterback Alex Brink to a contract Monday. The third-year player out of Eugene, Oregon, was scheduled to become a free agent on Thursday. Milwaukee reliever Jose Veras has become the second Brewers player to go into arbitration in 14 years. Veras asked a three-person panel on Monday for a raise of just over $1 million. A decision is expected to be announced on Tuesday. But there will be no arbitration for David Ortiz and the Boston Red Sox. The two sides have agreed to a one-year contract worth over $14 million. The 36-year-old designated hitter had 29 homers and 96 RBIs last year. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Mark Venema with 91x weather.
Sun and cloud today, the high plus one. Increasing cloudiness tonight, dipping down to a low of minus three. Chance of flurries tomorrow, the high zero. And flurries a possibility once again on Wednesday, the high plus four. It's 2 degrees. I'm Mark Venema with Taylor Rankema, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.